In Paris today, one day after the landslide victory of French President-elect Emmanuel Macron, protesters demonstrated against labor law reforms that Macron supported when he was a minister in the government of François Hollande. Reforms like opening stores on Sunday and later at night during the week, which workers opposed. For his part, Macron attended a solemn ceremony today at the Arc de Triomphe to commemorate the 72nd anniversary of the end of World War II. He also started to lay the groundwork for his transition to power, which will be interesting. Macron soundly defeated the far-right candidate Marine Le Pen with 66% of the vote in yesterday's election. But turnout was lower than normal, a sign that voters weren't happy with either choice. And Macron ran as an independent. He formed a movement, but not a formal party. And he still has to win over other party members to win seats in parliament. NPR's Frank Langfitt joins us from Paris. Frank, first of all, what is the overall feeling there today?
Well, it kind of depends on where you are. I mean, here in Paris, you know, this is a cosmopolitan global city. They like Emmanuel Macron. You know, he's one of their own. He's young. He's urbane, a fresh face, 39 years old, and someone who's very open to Europe and integration in Europe and open to the world. So they like him a lot. Where I was yesterday, totally different story. I was up in the north. This is Le Pen country. We're talking about former coal towns. We're talking about factory towns where the factories have closed, hard hit by economic globalization. They're very disappointed. And there's a fear up there that Macron is not going to make this country safer. Fighting terrorism has not been a strong part of his platform. And they actually think that Marine Le Pen may have a chance in 5 years if Macron struggles and has problems.
For her to run again. Well, meantime, talk about what he has to do to get a government in place. He's never held elected office. He was appointed in Hollande's administration. He was a minister. But there are these legislative elections next month. Tell us how that works.
Well, it's going to be challenging and going to be fascinating. His party, it will become a party at some point, I guess we're close to that, is going to be fielding candidates in all 577 constituencies. I was talking to Charles Litchfield. He's an analyst with Eurasia Group, the political risk consultancy. And he says usually what happens is a president kind of gets an electoral bump here in France based on political tradition and the goodwill of voters. Here's how Charles put it.
The French electorate has tended to provide presidents with a majority. There's a feeling that if you've elected a president, you might as well allow them to govern.
But Litchfield doesn't think Macron is actually going to win a clear majority. He's probably going to need to govern in a coalition, perhaps with moderate members of the center-right Republican Party. So that's going to be very tricky. That, again, is coming up in June. And people will be watching that very closely because even though Macron had a big victory last night, his supporters are very excited about it. He now has to try to govern, and then he's going to have to deliver.
And what about Le Pen? You mentioned her supporters hope she runs again, but that's in a few years. What does she do?
Well, I mean, what she tries to do is exactly what Macron is trying to do, and that is win as many seats in parliament as she can. Last night, when she was conceding defeat, she said that her plan was for her National Front party to be the second party in France and to oppose the main opposition to Emmanuel Macron. So from listening to her, she doesn't think this is over at all, and she's going to try to fight him on these issues, and we'll see how she does.
And just broadly, we talked about in France, but broadly, can you feel a sigh of relief from other countries? Because she was adamant that she was anti-European Union and was going to look for the Frexit, you know, for France to leave.
Indeed. I think the response in Brussels, people are very relieved there because the feeling, and this is, I think, is absolutely true. It was one thing to have the United Kingdom leave the European Union, which the UK is in the process of doing, but to lose France would have actually probably destroyed the EU. Nobody thought that they could survive without France. So this is a relief. And I think I was talking to someone today who was saying, you know, 2016, a very, very bad year for the European Union with the Brexit vote. This looking like a little bit of a better year. You saw Geert Wilders, a far-right anti-EU candidate in the Netherlands. I covered that election earlier this year. He did not win. And now we're seeing Marine Le Pen losing badly here in France.
That's NPR's Frank Langfitt in Paris. Frank, thank you.
Happy to do it, Robin.
Well, a quick note, world leaders are weighing in on the Macron win. President Trump tweeted congratulations to Emmanuel Macron on his big win. This was yesterday. As the next president of France, I look very much forward to working with him. British Prime Minister Theresa May congratulated Macron as well, issuing a statement that France is one of our closest allies, and we look forward to working with the new president on a wide range of shared priorities. For German Chancellor Angela Merkel, one of those shared priorities is to promote European stability. She told reporters today that Macron ran a courageous pro-European campaign, stands for openness to the world, and is committed decisively to a social market economy. Even Russian President Vladimir Putin, whom Macron has criticized and is thought to have tried to influence the French election, released a statement that overcoming mutual distrust and joining efforts to ensure international stability and security is especially important.